Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman, and welcoming back Mike McDowd. Let's see here. At each commercial break. What's that, Mike?
Call me Michael.
You know, it's funny. I go by Edward, not Ed, so that's why I always have to ask. But I see on your thing it says Mike, so we'll call you that unless you change it. All right. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And since we're in the NBA season still, the theme will be the NBA. And I've got, let's see here. We've got a couple of really interesting questions. We'll see how much you guys know about the NBA. And when we come back, we're going to introduce our guest, Sri Paul Shaw, who the reason we have him on is he's got a lot of stuff to do with AI, and he had worked with the Washington Redskins. So there's our sports avenue on that. If we have time, we'll get into, let's see. I was going to ask you guys, I don't know if we covered it last week, about court storming and how you can prevent that, right? You know, with all these, when you have upsets on a basketball court, and not so much football because these guys have pads on, but you know, you get some players getting hurt by that. LeBron, first to hit 40,000 points. Holy smokes. Pretty good. I like that. And the Bears looking to contribute $2 billion for a dome stadium. Where do they think they are, in Detroit? I mean, it's not cold in Chicago, right?
I thought you were going to talk about the Cal Bears.
No,
a new dome stadium over Memorial Stadium. Right. As they join the ACC, that's appropriate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the weather's not good enough in California, so they need a dome stadium. All right, you are listening to. Oh, and also Russell Williams, cut from the Broncos, and now going to be with the Steelers. Wondering if that's one of the worst trades ever that they had done from Seattle to get them to the Broncos. Want to get your feel for that. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners, how can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com, promo code 408408, or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman. And I'm going to introduce our guest, Shreepal Shah. And Shreepal has more than 20 years of experience in digital strategy, development, and execution, and has spent 10 years in professional sports. A frequent panelist at top industry conferences, including SXSW, he'll have to explain what that means, Ad Age, and Social Media Week, Shah has also been featured in Mashable. Not sure what that is either. Okay. The Wall Street Journal, heard of that. Sports Business Journal, heard of that. Among other media publications, Shreepal has two stints with the Washington Redskins as a senior vice president, most recently serving as their chief strategy officer. As CSO at the Redskins, he was, as the chief strategy officer at the Redskins, he was tasked with maximizing the team's strategic and business prospects and overseeing the organization's marketing strategy, client services, creative services, and digital social media teams. Shreepal, welcome to the Sports Econ 101.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Let's kind of go back to your background. How did you get a stint with the Washington Redskins and get into a little bit more of like what you actually did for them?
Sure. So I originally got the job at what was then the Redskins, I think, because early on, during the internet, teams were still figuring out how to monetize their website. And I was brought in by a recruiter because I previously worked at BarnesandNoble.com. I started in the retail space, went to what was then the Redskins, and I started in an IT function. And I needed to... I was able to help them not only grow the website and reach, but also monetize it. And that endeared me to the sales and marketing folks. I was able to help them leverage the website to continue to grow our fan programs and sponsorship. And so I did that. And then I went to work for a PR agency called Adelaide Public Relations, where we did social media programs for Subway, Dick's Sporting Goods, Under Armour, among other sports brands. And then I was recruited back to go back to the Redskins for my second stint as chief strategy officer.
Okay. Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, Sir Paul, you might want to turn your volume down. I think that's what might be coming from.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we want to make this nice and exciting here. Okay,
I didn't want the reverb to cut out what Sir Paul was talking about.
Okay, because I can hear him fine. Okay, so Sri Paul, you mentioned in your book that sports world is catching up; it's playing catch up with AI. What do you mean by what's going to happen? How do you predict what's going on with AI?
Yeah, I think what was fascinating, the reason I wrote the book was I felt that when you go to these sports conferences and you hear people talking about AI, they're acting as if it's new. But the reality is AI and machine learning has been around for a really long time. And I'm the chief digital officer for Shop Your Way. It's a loyalty program owned by the parent company of Sears and Kmart. And in 2018, I was blown away when I first joined that organization for the amount of AI and machine learning they were using. And it turned out that a lot of retailers were using AI for a series of different things. But when you go to sports conferences, the things they were talking about, many retailers had implemented a few years ago. And I saw that gap prompted me to want to write this book, because I think... I think A, sports needs to catch up, and B, what has gone on the last year with generative AI, with the ChatGPTs and the other folks in the world. I think it's been groundbreaking, and it reminds me of the early days of social media, where you don't need to be a developer or a data science anymore to use AI. You can just be texting the chatbot and use it to really accelerate or augment your skill set. And that and those two things really compelled me to want to write this book.
Okay. Mike, do you want to ask any questions?
Yeah, Sri Paul. First of all, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, are you actually a Georgetown adjunct professor?
I am.
So you're a pretty smart guy, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
And second of all, tell me about, and you're gonna think I'm nuts, but when I read a little bit about you, you wrote this book not behind a computer, but you actually wrote it. I don't have my iPhone with me. How the heck did you write this book on your iPhone? Call me crazy, but I've got to ask this question.
So my daughter was in a history competition in Italy, and it was 103, 105 degrees, and these competitions would go on 3 to 5 hours, and I'd have to sit outside. So I was hot, and I was bored, and all I had in my hand was my iPhone. So I was using a mix of Google Docs and the different LLM processors, the ChatGPT, the Claudes, to react to what I was writing, to build my chapters. So every day I would knock out one or two chapters. And we were in Italy for about 10 days. And by the end of the trip, I pretty much had most of the book written. And then that kind of built the shell. And then I sat on it for a while before a lot of my sports colleagues said that you need to still publish this, because I felt it was true.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This kind of reminds me, just, I didn't write a book, but I wrote an article. I was dropping my daughter off to potentially look at San Diego State University, and there was no parking. So I dropped my wife and daughter off and I went back to the hotel. But I was thinking, gosh, you know, just all this academic stuff, it popped into my head about an idea for an article. And, you know, it's nothing to do with school, but it was all that academic stuff that just kind of, you know, gave me the inspiration. And so, bam, 30 minutes later, you know, and this is, of course, before AI, you know, how to do it for real. And Russell is our computer expert on the team. So, Russell, do you want to ask any computer type related questions?
Well, no, the first question I have is that a signed picture of Andre Iguodala behind you?
No, that's Kevin Durant.
Oh, it's Durant. Oh,
Durant. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I got to meet him. He's a diehard Commanders, but was then a Redskins fan. So I was able to meet him a couple times on the sidelines, and have been following him since then.
Okay, wow. So, you know, I go back to the days of MS-DOS and CPM, and, you know, there was a program called ELIZA. Did you ever hear about that? Eliza. It was the first, like, quote unquote, computer AI program. And the computer pretended to be a psychiatrist. And you would ask it psychiatric questions. You know, it would, you know, ask you how you felt about that. Yeah. And
well, I go back to COBOL and Fortran, you know, before MS-DOS and all that stuff. Because in computers, hey guys, you know, we have to cut to our first commercial break here. We're going to talk NBA players. Now, this one's kind of an odd question. So if you don't get it, don't think he's all stupid. Okay, all right. Here's the first NBA question. Here, you got to name this player who has a winning record against Jordan, Kobe, Nowitzki, Shaq, Durant, Harden, Wade, Chris Paul, Jason Kidd, Allen Iverson, Steph Curry, and LeBron. It's kind of an odd question. And LeBron, yeah. So what? I mean, obviously, then you don't go back to Will Chamberlain because he didn't play back then. You know, these people didn't play back then. So this one player is kind of, again, this is a very esoteric question. So you know, I can give you
about the 80s.
Yeah, I'd say LeBron, the 80s and 90s.
LeBron would take you into the 2000s.
Yeah. So I remember him on a winning team in in either late 90s or the 2000s. Mm. And he's been on TV, I think, a couple of times as a color announcer, but somebody who's been in the studio to kind of, you know, they've you know how like Shaq and what's his face from the 76ers?
Barkley.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. I'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Tree Paul Shaw. And here's our first trivia question. Again, it's a very esoteric one. All right, which NBA player has a winning record against Jordan, Kobe, Nowitzki, Shaq, Durant, Harden, Wade, Chris Paul, Jason Kidd, Allen Iverson, Steph Curry, and LeBron? Now I'll start off with the hint that this is an East Coast team. Okay, and now here's the other hint. I think most people would. I don't remember if he ever got traded. He probably did get traded because everybody gets traded. But most people would remember him with the Detroit Pistons.
Chauncey Billups.
Yes, Chauncey Billups. Yeah. Again, that was a very
Pistons.
Yeah, I kind of figured again that was kind of.
I forgot that he played during LeBron's time, but I guess right towards the end of his career. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. All right. So, chalk one up for the. That's my specialty is NBA trivia, so I don't feel too bad, guys. Now, sure, Paul, I have a question for you, and that is. Do you worry or do you think that we should be worried about the way AI could be used for sports gambling? And, you know, that's, I think, how a lot of people may, you know, that's the first thing people think of is when they're like, hey, I can use a computer to help me make easy money. You know, why don't I use AI to help predict when the outcome of games? What do you think about that?
You know, I think with the right disclosures, where people don't just expect the AI to go guarantee them money, I actually think it's a really interesting application in terms of data analysis. I play fantasy football against folks that work in the sports industry. And for the last decade, I've always come in last. This year, I made it to the championship game because I actually used ChatGPT to help me during my fantasy draft to change my tendencies that I used to do. And then every week, I would run the stats to decide which players starter sit. It was very time consuming for someone who has spent 10 years coming in last place and coming to the championship game and then losing. It showed the power of what some of these AI platforms can do in my mind.
Interesting. And I keep missing the playoffs in my fantasy league. So you may have just given me a great idea of what to do.
Mike, do you do any of the fantasy sports?
I have, but you know, being a sportscaster, you know what? Sometimes it just gets too much. I admit it.
Yeah,
because I'm immersed in that world, and sometimes it's just all consuming. So I actually try to stay away from it. To tell you the truth.
Yeah. I know. I'd never done. I'm almost afraid to get too involved in it because I think it would be like way too time consuming. Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike. I got to ask a very important question. As a sports broadcaster myself, doing TV and radio and all that kind of stuff, you know, the content of AI is a pretty hot topic. And, you know, could you give us an example of how AI could revolutionize the way we create sports, let's say, content, highlights, interviews, or and again, fantasy sports. It's kind of frightening for me because what is it going to do to a guy like me? Am I going to lose my job? That's going to revolutionize the way we present highlights, the way we present interviews. Is it going to mess up with the show?
Absolutely. So I think the way I'd look at it is a couple ways. It can really help, I think, expand your distribution, right? If you were broadcasting a game and you need to do captions in other languages real time, AI would allow you to have translation tools in real time and potentially now be able to offer your broadcast in a dozen plus languages, if not more. And I think that is something that brings that toolkit to a much wider scale, to smaller media productions that may not have access to those type of tools. I think when you look at what's going on in youth soccer, there's a company called Trace. They have a camera that can film a soccer game, and then it uses AI to dynamically create player-specific highlights. So that this is meant for parents and coaches to get a video package that's customized for just their player. But you take that and the fact that it's being used in youth soccer today, that is a great example where if it's a small media market, a small media team, if they could do player-specific highlights automated, and that frees up the video production crew to do more in-depth analysis or features, I think that ultimately can generate more robust content that can go back to that audience or fans.
Well, do you think it's going to take jobs for myself? I'm a play-by-play guy, too. So I do college football, college basketball, some pro stuff. Do you think it has the possibility to actually call a game to replace a human being?
Or even the umpires, when they did that for baseball, they were thinking about that.
I think technically it probably could develop to do that, but I don't think that – I think that isn't a likely use case. Again, it reminds me of a lot of the early days of social media where people thought you could automate content feeds and postings and things like that. I think what this could do is create a secondary content. It might create some level of analysis to ultimately hopefully free up the talent. But I think what you're going to find is that it's really more of an accelerant than a replacement, in my view. I think well.
Yeah. By the way, don't forget we're irreplaceable.
Absolutely.
Don't forget.
I mean, like, if you play Madden and you're listening to the commentators in the game, it isn't the same as what you're listening to when it's a real game. And I think while you can come close, I don't think you can necessarily replace the creativity or the composure that comes into talents like yourself.
Well, do you remember also when they came out with stuff like Netflix and all that, people thought, okay, that's it. That's the end of movies. Why would anyone go to the movies? And, you know, forgetting COVID and all that stuff, people still go to the movies.
Exactly. I think it's going to create more content consumption. People will be able to produce faster, is my view.
Oh, good point. Good point. Any other questions for our guest?
Yeah, real quickly, Shubha. What was the impetus for doing this book? I mean, did you see a niche? I mean, obviously you have a tech background, but what did you see? What did you want to really impress upon sports consumers, et cetera?
I've been blown away with what's happened with generative AI. And it reminds me when I was at the Redskins, $1 billion organization, you're always lacking in resources. And the fact that you could, a salesperson can use ChatGPT to create data visualizations that probably are on par with 70% of business intelligence folks in pro sports off their iPhone, I think it's fascinating. You can create media insertion orders for your radio salespeople. If they have someone on the spot at a game and someone's interested for a sale, it could generate the insertion order on the spot. So you could email it and capture that moment. So I think there's things like that in terms of accelerant that will really play an important role in sports. And that's what I was really trying to portray, is that this is almost like having a one-man army or one-woman army, in that you now can give your top executives these type of additional resources so they can go faster. They're at an event, someone's interested in a $50,000 radio buy. Instead of waiting till the next morning and then you lose excitement, you might be able to generate the insertion order and that in that moment send it over, or and you can go that much faster.
Can I ask you, do you think the Silicon Valley is going to be like the main hub of where this AI starts and then expands outward? You know, sort of like how the internet?
Not exactly. I think the analogy I use is like Adobe is based in Silicon Valley, but most of your creators are not based in the Bay Area. right? When you think of design, graphic design, media consumption, but the people who produce the tool are in the Bay Area. Right? But the entertainment talents in all the other markets. I think with generative AI, what it's really done, it's now providing those tool sets to the folks that are now based in those other areas. Whereas before that, I think all the traditional AI machine learning companies were primarily going to be based out of the Bay Area. I think now what you're really finding is while they may be powering the tool set, it's really going to democratize and share that, similar to what Adobe's done with multimedia tools for content creators.
Very interesting. Okay. Shripal, that's very interesting stuff. Thank you so much for being our guest. Stay on if you want. We're going to move on to some other sports topics here. And let's see, we've got a minute to go. So we're going to go ahead and ask our next trivia question. All right. This one will be less esoteric, but it's kind of an interesting question. Excuse me. Which NBA team is the only franchise to not have 60 or more losses in a season? So they must have been a good team, right? Okay, that's our trivia question. Again, which NBA team is the only franchise to not have 60 or more losses in a season? I thought that was kind of a neat question, all right? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall certified installer Integrity Electric and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address? IntegrityElectric.net. That's IntegrityElectric.net. Integrity Electric. .net.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
In today's real estate climate, where scoring fantastic deals is a challenge, we've got a solution just for you. If you're eager to receive exclusive off-market real estate deals in your inbox every single month, head over to mortgageinvesting.com and enroll in Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This trade desk offers privileged access to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs, each and every month. Visit mortgageinvesting.com today to sign up and seize exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Shreepal Shah. So, okay, so we're going to ask our trivia question. We're going to move on to some other sports issues. Second trivia question, which NBA team is the only franchise to not have 60 or more losses in a season? Anyone?
I'm going to say the Lakers, but I can't think of anyone else right now.
Celtics? I'm from Boston, Celtics. So I got to.
Golden State? No?
Golden State?
No, they had a few bad. They had a
19 win seasons. I remember being there for
that.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was the Jazz.
Really?
That surprised me. I mean,
Jazz?
It just says the Jazz. It's the only franchise. So even, yeah. I guess, with the when they were New Orleans, too.
Very interesting. Yeah, did not know that.
All right. Okay, so let's I've got a couple of things. Well, let me ask you guys about the Russell Wilson trade. So Wilson signed a five-year deal worth $243 million with $161 million guaranteed when he got traded from the Seahawks to the Broncos. And just couldn't quite do it there. And so now he's moved on to the Steelers, who, you know, yeah, I mean, can you imagine that, taking on that trade? And he's how old now? He's 30-something years old. Is that going to be considered one of the worst trades
for the Broncos? I don't think you needed AI to tell you that was going to be a trade.
Hurry up, Shreepal. Put it in your computer and figure it out.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's right. There's going to be some objective stuff.
What I really don't get is why Pittsburgh wants him. I mean, Pittsburgh, yeah. They just went to the playoffs. They had a good first round where they won their first round game. They look like they're headed in the right direction. Why do you want Russell Wilson for 1 year? It seems like a huge distraction and could possibly derail what looked to me like it could be a winning formula for them.
Yeah. Well, and also Mac Jones just got traded from the Patriots down to Jacksonville.
But yeah, everybody's moving around.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, but
Mac Jones, he's a local kid from Bowles High School in Jacksonville, so it's kind of a no-brainer for him to come to Jacksonville. So, anyways, a
little local. Yeah, but I mean, how often do you get to make that choice, though?
Yeah,
good question. But and he's going to be what, a backup? He'll be from. I mean, he was not a backup quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to be a backup for sure. I mean, Trevor Lawrence. First of all, the question is, how good is Trevor Lawrence though? I think there's some question about him. So we'll see.
Well, he got hurt when his ankle got rolled up. Came back quickly, though. I was really surprised at that. But Mac Jones seemed pretty decent. I mean, who are they going to put in there? Bill Belichick? You know?
You look at that whole quarterback class from that time period. That was with Trey Lance. That was with, Mac Jones. You have Zach Wilson. You know, all those guys really haven't panned out. They've all, you know, been traded and moved around or put on the bench. Or that was supposed to be the quarterback class in the future. It was the 2020 draft. And right now, it really has been crash and burn. Not a lot of good players from that top part of the draft to really panned out.
And
Shreepal, this question for you. You worked for the Washington Redskins for a number of years. When you have a trade like Russell Wilson, and you were immersed in that organization, what is the talk? What is the scuttlebutt? How does it affect the organization? Because obviously they know they made a big mistake. So if you were with Washington, if that happened to the Redskins, what would the energy be like?
There'd be a lot of excitement. I ran retail, so the first thing I would ever get told is go put the pre-order jersey sale up. So I would be rushing to get the Photoshop jersey up. So that would be the I would actually get one of the first calls. They're like, look, we're about to announce this. Go get the jersey, because when we hit, we want it up. So
and what do you have? You have a sale on the old ones or something? I know, it's that's the first thing I was thinking of is like, okay, now what do you do with all the
That would have been my first thing, right? And then I think what it used to really do is be a shot in the arm for your ticket sales folks, and it would really just create this buzz that they would then feel the next morning. If it was a big trade, it was it did wonders in terms of just what it could do the next morning. So like it absolutely, I think something like this, I'm sure the ticket sales folks, and for good or bad, right, in Pittsburgh, the phones must be ringing off the hook, and I think it drives a lot more enthusiasm that it is. So from a business point of view, I could see that immediate sort of impact from an announcement like this.
You know, I heard that Cleveland's still trying to get rid of their Johnny Manziel shirts. They may take a few more years.
What about the Falcons kind of signing Kirk Cousins yesterday? Come on, talk about an infusion of energy and just overall love for the Falcons. That's a huge, huge, massive, acquisition.
Yeah, Kurt's
and it creates the vacuum of quarterback in Minnesota. So it all, it's like a shell game. It went, one quarterback moves from one area and then they've got, and I don't really think Minnesota has much of an idea who their starting quarterback's going to be unless they get, Baker Mayfield from Chicago. So, there's just a lot of, the shuffling just keeps going.
You mean you said Chicago. You mean Cleveland?
The possibility of Baker getting.
He just signed a huge contract. Go ahead, Mike. Yep.
Jimmy G.
I don't think I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he retired after that one more injury-filled season that he had with the Raiders, and then they cut him, and he got suspended for PEDs if you didn't.
That's right.
So,
and how much did the Raiders pay him?
Oh, like something like in the 25, 30 million range.
It's weird because it's not like Bay Area, the Raiders, they moved to Las Vegas, but it's like, no offense to Jimmy G, but couldn't everybody see that?
Well, it doesn't matter because Jimmy G has a definitely a career in modeling. He's probably the best of the darn quarterback in the NFL, along with that new kid coming in from Notre Dame. So, I mean, geez, my future wife, all she does is look at Jimmy G and say, "Who is this guy? Well, look what he's wearing. It's ridiculous."
Take his helmet off. Well, look what Joe Namath. I mean, the whole thing. Remember, and Joe Namath is not nearly as good looking as Jimmy G. But boy, I tell you, he was, with the mink coat, and he had the model. In fact, it's so funny because he's still doing commercials now. But now it's like for AARP or one of those. He's got to be in his 80s, right?
Yeah.
He's still.
And they just showed a picture of Rosie Grier, who looked pretty good, and he's 91 years old.
Is he? I loved Rosie Grier. Wow. Have you ever listened to him play the piano?
Yeah, guitar. He's actually
guitar,
a good musician. Yeah.
It was interesting. I still remember he was on, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the Andy Griffith Show, where Opie wanted to play football and they were concerned about his grades and all this and, playing music, it's like, no, you got to practice your music. And then they had him, Rosie Grier, come on as a guest to basically say, you know what, you can cut. Basically the effect is you can do both. And so that was pretty cool. Yeah. Rosie Grier was awesome. For the Rams, right?
Yes. Yeah.
For some reason, I kept thinking it was with the Chiefs, but I know that I was thinking probably Buck Buchanan, Love that guy too. Hated the Chiefs back then, but love Buck Buchanan. I mean, with a name like Buck Buchanan, come on.
That is a good football name.
Yeah. Let's see here. What else have we got here? Oh, LeBron, the first to get 40,000 points. I mean, if you think about that, you've got, now the thing is, I'm sure they include the playoffs because, 80 games, you know, for 20 years. Well, he's been playing for 1980. He was born in 84, came out to, I think, what 2002 is when he started. Does that sound about right?
Let me see.
He was about 18. I think he was 18, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. He was. He so he's been playing for 22 years. And that's still, you know, you're still talking about averaging like, what, 30 points a game? But now that when you back off the playoffs, now you can kind of average about 20. But that's, you know, that could be one of those scoring feats that may take somebody a long time to pass. I don't know who's second. You know, is Curry second?
I think he is. Is he right up there?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I don't know how many. Go ahead.
One thing is that, you know, when you look at like the previous scoring leaders, like Kareem,
Jabbar,
those guys not only didn't have 3-point shots to work with, but both of them weren't all that great at free throws.
That's a good point.
LeBron has done one thing that, you know, has set him apart, and that is, you know, make his free throws, and he's brought a lot more points to the table without having to necessarily, and, you know, he gets fouled a lot when it comes to the basket. Back in the, you know, days with Kareem and Wilt, they didn't blow the whistle as much as they do now. So
good, very good point. Before we get to our next break, I did want to switch over for a minute. So we were talking about the Bears looking to contribute $2 billion for a domed stadium. You know, how often have you had the teams donate money or contribute money? Usually it's like, hey, I'm just telling the city, you better put this in for us or else we're going to try to move. Of course, Chicago being one of the, you know, staples of football to begin with. But that's a heap bunch of money, $2 billion. You know, I could see we've been Washington Redskins kind of, you know, maybe the weather's not been as bad, but or the Commanders now. Let me ask Shreepal, when they changed the name to the Commanders, I mean, that's a whole new branding, isn't it?
It is.
What is their mascot now?
I think it's the hog, if I recall. That they've taken one.
Oh, is it still? Oh, okay, because that's from the original. I thought maybe it was going to be Buzz Lightyear, you know, being a commander or something.
Yeah, it can. You know, I think not as close to the brand thing, but I'll be curious with the new ownership group if they're going to keep it, or is this something that may evolve? You know, I would argue the Washington football team name almost landed better than the Commanders did, if you look at just from a social sentiment point of view.
It should be the Hogs.
The Washington Hogs?
Yeah. That's that was always the everyone would go to the stadium with the pig faces on.
Go ahead.
Hey, you're right. I mean, the scuttlebuzz is that the Commanders are going to go bye-bye. Everybody in Washington seems to hate the name. And I think it's pretty weak, quite frankly. You know, the colors. Yeah, the Washington Football. Was it the Washington Football Club?
Yeah, it was
not a bad name. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's a little strange.
Nobody connects to the Commanders.
I think.
What is a commander? Commander and the Chief?
I mean, even the Senators or the Nationals or something. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our last commercial break here. We're talking the NBA players. This one's kind of interesting. The New Jersey Jets. Because we're going back a little bit in time, the New Jersey Jets traded which player to the Sixers after drafting him in 2003 in exchange for summer league fees and a copy machine? And you'll know this player, so he's not he's not too obscure. All right, that's our trivia question. Stay with us, Sports Ecom 101. We'll be right back. Closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd, and our special guest, Sri Paul Shaw. All right, let's see here. The New Jersey Jets traded which player to the 76ers after drafting him in 2003 in exchange for summer league fees and a copy machine? Can you imagine being traded for a copy machine? And I think he went on to have a pretty decent career, but go ahead. Anyone?
And that's New Jersey Nets, right?
It was the New Jersey Nets back then, yeah. So now it's the Brooklyn Nets, but it was the New Jersey Nets. The hint that I'll give you is I believe he played with the Cleveland Cavaliers afterward. And I think he may have also played with the Bulls, if I'm not mistaken. He's known for his three-point shot.
Kevin Love? No.
No. But do you have the first letter of the first name? Kyle Korver.
Oh, wow.
Didn't he play with Cleveland? And I mean, he's the name.
The Nets drafted him. That.
Yeah.
Wow, for a copy machine, that's pretty bad.
So he's so memorable.
What's his name from the 70s show? He looked like the.
A little bit like Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher look alike.
All right, you guys ready for our thoughts for the day? All right, here we go. So I remember being in so much debt that I couldn't afford my electricity bills. It was a dark time. And Edgar Bergen said, hard work never killed anybody, but why take a chance? You know, I kind of like that. Anyway, Sri Paul Shaw, thank you so much for being our guest today on Sports Econ 101. And next audience, tune in next week to Sports Ecom 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long.